We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program a talented writer, Scott Ryan. Scott was just on with us earlier in the summer talking about his wonderful book, Moonlighting, an Oral History. He's also the author of The Last Days of Letterman, and he's on with us today to talk about the passing of the great Norm Macdonald. Scott, thank you so much for being with us again.
Oh, it's an honor to be here, and I'm sorry to ruin your best guest list of Maine by coming on the show. I'm going to knock you down a little bit.
No, you bump us up a few points. We loved having you on talking Moonlighting, and it's very interesting. Yesterday, before I saw your post on social media, we were marveling at the fact that David Letterman, who never tweets, had issued a couple of tweets about the death of Norm Macdonald, and it was amazing to see the reaction in the comedy world. It seems like Norm Macdonald was your favorite, everybody's favorite comic's favorite comic.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what Norm brought more than anyone from his generation, is that he has that comic feel to him. What I really think about is the joke, The Aristocrats, which I'm not going to tell here. It's a very famous, dirty joke. But if you know comedy, you know that's like a comic dream, is to tell that joke. And I really think that was Norm's act always. I mean, he was basically just telling versions of the Aristocrats.
That's a wonderful way of putting it. Absolutely right. Well, you wrote in your book, and then you talked about it yesterday on social media, about that last set on the David Letterman show that was done by Norman. And it was, I think you're right, one of the great stand-up appearances in the history of comedy and television.
Yeah, the thing that was so impressive about it is that it was the last one. And, you know, when you have that kind of build-up that Letterman had during those final 6 weeks, you know, you can think, who's going to be the last person to do stand-up? But what I found out in doing research for the book was that he actually asked to be the last stand-up. So he was going to be a sit-down guest. And he said, I don't want to. I want to do stand-up. And so it was his idea, which I think is pretty fascinating, because it comes out to be, like you said, and everyone in the book says, the most memorable moment of the final 6 weeks.
And what was interesting is, for a guy who was known for his sarcasm, his detached approach, it was the fact that he got so very emotional in being there for that last time with Letterman.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of rules of stand-up, you know, starting to cry in the middle of it is not one of Jerry Seinfeld's rules of stand-up. You know, it's not what you expect to see. But I think, and I know everyone's watching it today, I mean, I've seen people tweet that out so many times, and of course it plays emotionally today. But at that moment, on May 15th, 2015, the emotions were so high, because you had episode after episode of people saying goodbye to Dave, and some worked and some didn't, but his, you knew, was 100% from the heart, and I think it's because of who Norm was. He wasn't an emotional guy. That is not what people think of. What I can't stop thinking about today is learning that he has been fighting cancer, they've said, for 9 years. So that means that was then. You know, he had cancer. He did that appearance. And I, of course, have never had that thought before, because no one knew. And it does put things in a different light, that, yes, it was going to be Letterman's last stand-up, but was he thinking it might be his last stand-up ever? I mean, we don't know, because he's a private person, but it was a thought I had today.
Well, and a couple of people have also posted the last few pages of Norm's book, when he talked about how he'll be remembered. And you have to wonder if that was in his mind at the time. When you read it initially, you thought, well, that's just Norm's offbeat sense of humor. But clearly his mortality had crossed his mind on more than one occasion.
Yeah, and, you know, he does another thing in that stand-up set that I think is incredible, and it's something that others may not have noticed, but his opening line is an improv. He couldn't have written it before that day, because Oprah is the first guest, and Norm is the second guest. So he's following Oprah. When he walks out on stage, the first thing he says is, "Hey, me and Oprah are making the same money tonight." And to practice and hone a stand-up set like you have to, I mean, it might look like Norm doesn't work to do what Norm does, but that takes a lot of work. And to just improv that, I mean, that shows such a talent and such confidence to have your first joke, do it in the spot. But that's what Letterman loves.
Yeah, and David Letterman, too, we talk about Norm not being known for his emotions and expressing them that openly. Well, Dave was about as tight as it would get when it came to those things. So on those moments when he did show that emotion, when he came back from his heart surgery, obviously after 9/11, but even in those moments, especially when they embraced after the set, you could see that got to Dave as well.
Yeah, and in the book, Bill Sheff, who wrote Dave's monologue for the majority of his time with many other people, but that was Bill's main job, he said that no matter how many times he told Dave, "You're the Carson to these people, you mean to them what Carson meant to you," Dave wouldn't even hear it. He couldn't accept it. But he said the Norm thing sat on Dave. And it almost kind of came through to Dave. And you can kind of see it in that moment when they cut to Dave as he walks over.
We're talking with Scott Ryan here on Downtown. We were chatting about Norm yesterday on the show, and I thought he was great on Saturday Night Live. It was hard to find the right vehicle for his unique comic approach in other television shows, I felt, through the years.
Yeah, I think that everyone who truly succeeds on Saturday Night Live struggles with it. I think Dana Carvey is one of the funniest people in the world. But has he really had a vehicle that they could put him in? You know, no. I mean, a lot of times that there's a skill set that Saturday Night Live has. And I think Norm was just one of the greats that came through there. But he also was great on Conan. I mean, as much as that last Dave is special and his Dave appearances were great, I think of him as Conan's best guest.
Oh, yeah. And a couple of those clips were circulating last night. The classic moth joke, which was just a tour de force of comedy. And then the night he was on giving poor Courtney Thorne Smith a hard time, although she took it awfully well.
Yeah, and you know, it's hard not to be an old guy when you get to be an old guy. And what I've noticed today is it's great that Conan and Letterman do not hide those appearances. They don't care that they're on YouTube.
Mm.
But it was hard to find Saturday Night Live clips because NBC will hide that and force you to pay and join whatever app you got to do to watch it. And I don't like that. Like, on a day like today, when we want to pay tribute to Norm, all of those things should be up. And you know, as tribute to him and a solace to fans of comedy who lost a true one of a kind.
Norm, certainly a giant out there, but while we have you here, because you know and have researched so much about Dave Letterman, is he about where you thought he would be in his post-retirement phase?
Honestly, no. I thought we would never see him again. Mm. I honestly felt that night when he said goodbye that it would be just like Johnny Carson, that you would never see Dave again. And I think that Netflix show, My Next Guest, if anyone hasn't given it a shot, you really should, especially the Dave Chappelle episode, which, you know, I certainly hope wins an Emmy on Sunday, because it is a great conversation about race in America, but also very funny. I mean, you've got two great comedians going at a tough subject, which is the best way to handle one.
Yeah, and I think what's great about that show is it shows the skills that Dave, I don't think, always got credit for being the interviewer that he became. And he certainly wasn't that when he first began his tenure. But over time, when it was a guest that he was genuinely interested in, he was a terrific interviewer who got the most out of people.
Yeah, I mean, I miss it so much. I miss talk of I believe that's why podcasts are so popular.
Oh, yeah.
Because where are you going to go for talk right now besides your show? I mean, it's you and then we're out. And that's the problem, I think. And Dave certainly brought that. I do think it was a good idea for Dave to leave when he did. It was time. He was done and he had done enough. And they could never have talked those last 6 weeks. I've had so many people ask me, like, why did you do a book just about the last 6 weeks? And I'm like, just for that question, because everyone should know those were the best 6 weeks of late night, and they need to be remembered.
And it was the end of an era in so many ways, and there are some very talented late night people out there doing wonderful shows, but I don't know that you'll ever have the level of a communal investment in a show the way you did with Letterman. I think he was the last of that breed.
Well, and it's just all television has changed. Mm. You know, my favorite thing that ever happened on Letterman was the night he wanted to hear an Eagles song, and the producers explained to him that it was going to be millions of dollars, and they couldn't do it. Well, it's a running thing throughout the show. Him talking about the Eagles, you can't put that in a 30-second YouTube clip,
right?
Like, you know, getting in a car and singing hits with Britney Spears or something. You know, that's what people look to late night for.
To me,
it was those dangerous moments.
We love the night that he decided to find out why, according to the ratings, nobody was watching his show here in Bangor, Maine, and he began calling people randomly out of the phone book here in Bangor.
and those were fun moments with Dave. And, you know, I was lucky enough to interview most of his staff for the book. And Jerry Foley was the director for many, many of the CBS years. And he told me there was nothing that Dave loved more than to plan that show down to the last second. And then the moment the show started, throw it off the rails, see who couldn't do it. It was like he said everything was a test and everyone on the crew wanted to be sure. So he never tipped his hand at what he was going to do. But then they would throw it out and have to, you know, they probably had to all of a sudden get a main phone book. And now he's looking for it. And things like that. And that was fun to watch at home. Like, it's great when it's not planned.
Hey, we loved so much of this summer when you and Curtis Armstrong joined us to talk about Moonlighting. Your book is so great, Moonlighting and Oral History. I've gone back and read it a second time. I enjoyed it so much, and I've been so happy to see the success you've had with it. Very well deserved.
Oh, thank you. But, you know, I don't get paid for the second time you read it, so that's not a requirement. It has been amazing. I seriously get an email every 2 or 3 days from someone, and they're not emailing me to tell me how great they are. I do that for myself. But they want to tell me their story with Moonlighting, and then I just saw the two Moonlighting podcasts are starting. So I feel like I reminded people, which is what I like to do with my books. And that's how the Letterman book, like, I like to find something that you've all forgotten about and say, take a look over here for a second.
Well, and you're doing it again with your next book that's coming out soon. Can you tell us a little bit about Fire Walk With Me?
Yeah, Fire Walk With Me is the Twin Peaks movie that David Lynch directed back in 1992. Next year will be the 30th anniversary of that movie. And it was a huge failure at the time, but it has become a cult classic, and critics have come around to consider it Lynch's masterpiece. And I've done kind of the same thing where I've interviewed the producer, you know, the DP and the writer and things like that to capture how they made this film and why it didn't work at the time.
Well, we hope you'll come back when the book comes out and talk more about that. And we just love talking with you, Scott. We appreciate you making some time for us today to talk Norm Macdonald and Letterman and anything else. You're always great to talk with.
Oh, I appreciate it. And I'm glad you're, you know, paying tribute to Dave and Norm, because they honestly are comedy giants, especially to me.
No question about it. Scott, thanks as always, and we'll talk with you again very soon.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
That is Scott Ryan. Check out his books. Moonlighting, An Oral History, The Last Days of Letterman, and more. And visit him online as well.